So make sure you're in the right pathway. This is emotional and spiritual health, understanding your inner life. Is Elijah here this morning? Nope. I want to give a shout out to Elijah. He yes. did a great job. Yes. I listened to it and it was like, wow, it was really good. He did a great job discussing what you think about and dwell on can affect your mental, emotional, and spiritual health. So, yeah, I thought it was very, very good. And Brother Elijah will be teaching the fourth week also. And I will introduce the speaker for next week at the end of this. So you need to stay for the whole thing so you know who it's going to be. So we're going to talk about renewing the mind and inner practices. So our first scripture is Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And this little picture, if you can't see it, it says, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. That's what we're going to talk about. I want to go back to this other slide because I missed this little picture. I know these pictures are a little small and hard to see. But this lady is thinking about joy, peace, trust, love, truth, purity, and awe. That's what we want our minds to be filled with. But how do we do that? How do we renew our minds and keep from thinking about the things of this world or things maybe that are negative? That's what we're going to talk about this morning. So we're going to practice attentiveness to God's presence in daily life, just the everyday living, the things we go through. How can we learn to be present and aware of God's Spirit just when we're going about our normal activities? So when you practice attentiveness to God's presence in daily life, these are the effects. Overcoming negative emotion, a Christ-like lifestyle, a Christian worldview, understanding Christian doctrine, discerning God's will, worshiping and glorifying God, and knowing God's will. We are going to focus on the two with the arrows today. We're going to focus on a Christian worldview and discerning God's will. So mindfulness training, raise your hand if you've ever heard of that phrase before, mindfulness training. If you're in healthcare, you may have learned this. I mean, that's where I learned about it. Mindfulness is learning to focus on the present moment, learning to relax, and also learning to retain memories. That kind of all goes with it. And then this picture, again, I apologize that they're small. So this person has uncertainty, distractions, pressure, and opportunities. So opportunities could be positive things in your life, but it still causes stress for you, like you're getting ready to move away with a new job. And that's exciting, but it can be a little bit stressful. So how can we limit distractions, pressure, and uncertainty so we can focus on opportunities that God puts before us? Although opportunities cause stress, we want to be aware of opportunities God has placed in our lives, and we want to follow His will. So that's what we're focusing on today. So here's another scripture, Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. How can I have the mind of Christ? So I want you to think right now, what are some things you currently do to help you be mindful of living in the present? So let's hear some examples. What are things, if you find your mind wandering, what are things you do to try to be here and now? Sister Holloman.
I focus on the scripture, take no thought for tomorrow, because tomorrow has today has its own. I can't remember how it goes exactly, but you know what I mean.
Take no thought for tomorrow because we already have enough worries today. And tomorrow will take care of itself. Yeah, that's paraphrased.
Yeah, but I have made myself do that because it causes so much anxiety when we think about anything past today. And I've always done that because I'm a planner and I want to know what's going on. But I had to make myself start doing that, and it worked.
Awesome. That's good. We're actually going to be talking about that a little bit later, thinking ahead, worrying about the future. Yeah. Anybody else have any thoughts? What do you currently do to help yourself stay present and in the moment?
Moments of prayer time and when I'm driving, I do some driving for my babysitting, and just to be still and know and let him, we need to recognize his voice and to hear his voice, and he can direct us.
Very Amazing. Good. Be still and know that he is God. Yes. Awesome. Those are both great ideas. Yes, go ahead.
I guess I've learned more recently for myself is I think I just get really distracted in my thoughts, especially maybe working on the computer or something. And sometimes I just have to like look away, close my eyes, breathe, and just maybe say a scripture in my head. Mm-hmm. And then I'll like return to it. It just helps to like refocus, take a moment.
Thank you, Brother Jaron. Why don't you all just get up here and teach this? I mean, that's it. We just summarized the lesson. Real, real good thoughts. Thank you for that. Okay, so we're going to talk about mindfulness for the Christian. First of all, focusing. Now, if you've been in my classes before, we actually practiced breathing, and we're going to do it again. So, and honestly, my daughter-in-law has our grandson is 4 years old, and when he gets upset, she says, he's trained, she says, breathe, 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 and he has learned to do that. So who has been in my class before and remembers how to breathe? Tell us how to do it. Oh, come on. Basically, you take a good inhale, let that oxygen in your body, and then you exhale very slowly, and that oxygenates your cells and helps you calm down, and it brings you here because you have to think about what you're doing. So let's just practice once. I use my hands because it helps me. So like when I breathe, and when I do that, every muscle relaxes as I go down. All right, so let's try it together. You don't have to do your hands if you don't want to. Okay, so inhale for 4 slow counts and then exhale slowly for 10 counts. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. Now you should be limp as a noodle. I am. My shoulders went from here to here. It really does help. It just, so you feel yourself getting distracted or worrying, breathing really does help. If a 4-year-old can learn that, we can too, right? Okay, another way to make yourself present in the moment is ask yourself, what do you feel physically? I know that sounds weird, but do you feel pressure? Do you feel tingling? Do you feel warmth? Do you feel tension? Are you hot? Are you cold? It's funny, but if you think about those physical things, it helps you think about now instead of what I need to do in the future or what I've done in the past, or, you know, it helps bring you here. And then the last bullet point is positive affirmations or visualizations. For instance, by his stripes, I am healed. And you picture that. Visualize the Lord healing you, his spirit coming on you through your body, electricity. I mean, just positive things. So all those things can be used to help you focus and be in the present moment. So Philippians 4:13, my favorite verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right, the second part of being in the present moment is relaxing. A couple ways you can do this is imagine a peaceful, calm scene like a beach or a forest or Jesus. When I'm trying to go to sleep at night and I'm having trouble, I picture the Lord. I just focus on the Lord and he brings me peace and I'm able to go to sleep. Now, I've got a picture of a cat here. I'm telling you to be like a cat. Some of you don't like cats. Some of you love cats. But the thing is, cats have it together. They do, because they are in the moment. Now, something may frighten them, and they will scream and maybe run up your curtains and, ah! And in less than a couple seconds, they're asleep. We need to be like that. Because otherwise, if you stay in fight or flight mode, which is when something upsets you or something you're worrying about, that will take a toll on your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health, and your spiritual health. So we need to learn to be like a cat or a duck, like water off its back is another way of explaining it. But cats do a great job of, they can get spooked really fast. They have fast reflexes because they have to, out in the wild, they have to catch animals and eat them. But then as soon as they realize the threat's over, I mean, they literally can just out like a light. They're relaxed. They go to sleep. So that's another way to try to be present in the moment. Here's another verse, John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Thank you, Lord. And Matthew 11:30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And my husband sees a picture of a glass of water. He's going to be an example. Can you stand up here by the wall with your bottle of water? We don't have a glass of water. We have a bottle of water. And it's full. You didn't take a drink out of it, right? Okay, awesome. So he's going to get his workout for the day. I want you to tell us about how much does that weigh, do you think?
10 ounces.
Okay, maybe it says on the bottle.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't think about that. Good morning. There's some handouts right above on that cubby right there. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so hold that out like this with your arms straight. Is that heavy?
No, not yet.
You're going to stay there. You're going to be our entertainment for the no. You got to hold it like this. Okay, don't move. Okay. So we'll come back to that later.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know, maybe. All right, we'll get back. We'll ask him how heavy that is in 10 minutes or so. We'll see. All right. So retaining memories. I know that seems strange. That's part of mindfulness. But there are people, I meet people all the time, and I don't know if it's because we all have ADD because of technology, but people don't have memories. They don't remember their childhood. They don't remember a vacation that we took 5 years ago. I mean, I run into this all the time. And you think, why? What is wrong with everybody? Well, here's what mindfulness does. You can retain memories if you do these things on this slide. And when I take walks, this is what I do. Because walking for me, I love to walk. It really releases a lot of stress for me. You get to hear the birds sing and see all, green is supposed to be a very soothing color. So you got leaves and grass and things like that. So when I take a walk and I'm by myself and I'm praying and talking to God or just meditating or enjoying the nice breeze, these are the things I do. First, what do I see? Name 5 things that you can see. Okay, some of you aren't even present here right now. You're going to sleep or or you're thinking about church or that I got to get my kids. So let's do it right now. Everybody find 5 things in this room that you see and name them. You don't have to say it out loud unless you want to. So everybody find 5 things like balloon, poster, glitter, people's brown hair, glasses, carpet. What?
A man holding a bottle.
Oh, yes, a man holding a bottle. A bottle of water. Water. Okay, so you named 5 things you can see. Now, the next thing you're going to do is name 5 things you can hear. This is a little harder here. So maybe we should make a little noise. I hear the fan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hear people. I heard the baby crying. Okay, so everybody get 5? If you didn't, then make a noise. Okay, the third one is smell. Hopefully, nobody smells anything in here. But when I'm on a walk, I smell sometimes rain or the damp ground and the damp weeds from the rain. Weeds, lilacs, a campfire, a pig farm. I used to live down the road from a pig farm years ago, and if the wind was just right, I smelled the pig farm. So that helps you be present. We're going to get into this in a more spiritual level in a minute. The fourth one is feel. What do you feel? I actually feel the air, yeah, the air moving right now. But so when I'm walking, I sometimes I feel the breeze. I might feel sweat. I might feel eye pain because the bright sun hurts my eyes. I might feel the warmth of the sun. You might feel God's presence. And when I walk, I frequently do feel God's presence. If we think about those things, we are mindful of those things. It's important to be mindful of God's presence. And the last one, I know this is funny, and probably most of you don't taste anything right now unless you have a mint or gum in your mouth. But taste. You could taste salty, sweet, tangy, spicy, garlicky. Okay, so that's mindfulness in a nutshell. We're going to talk about the spiritual aspects of this in a little bit. So mindfulness, ask yourself, what is your mind full of? Is it full of the past? Do you worry about things you did in the past? Are you worrying about things you need to do in the future? Or are you thinking about the present? Are you being mindful in this present moment? You want to fill your mind with God's word. Okay, I'll ask you, does that feel any heavier than it did when you started? Is your hand actually shaking? Oh, you feel it there? Okay. At ease. You can take that if you need it. Thank you, honey. Okay, so that was an example of what happens if we hold stress for a long time. Now, we talked about fight or flight. You keep stuff in and you don't give it to God and let his peace cover you. The stress will start out little, but you let these little things pile up. It does get heavy. So that's not good. And I think I jumped ahead because he looked like he was struggling. But we've got a Bible verse that goes with that, which I'll wait till I get to it. So anyway, thinking about the past, thinking about the future, thinking about the present. So you can use these techniques if you are worrying about what we're going to eat after lunch, after church, or where we're going to go eat, or I have to start a new job Monday morning, or things like that. What can you do to bring yourself into this moment, in this Sunday school class, and in this service this morning? So what are some things your mind can be full of from the past? Shout it out. I'll give a few things. Name out some. Missing mom and dad, missing your parents. What else?
The what ifs.
Mistakes and failures.
Yes. Mistakes and failures. Yep. Like, if only I would have. Does it do any good to have those what ifs in your mind?
No.
What about what ifs for the future? What are some things that we tend to worry about in the future?
At our age, dying at some point.
Dying or ill health.
Or ill health.
But can you really do much about that? I mean, if you haven't taken care of yourself by now, I mean, that's a joke, you know. Okay, what else?
Mistakes.
That I'm going to make mistakes. Worried about money. That's a big one. Financial stress.
About your kids.
Worrying about our kids, especially our prodigals.
And grandkids,
and great-grandkids, and dogs, and cats. Yes, Brother Howard.
There's something in Scripture for all this. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. And then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in peace.
Amen. That's one scripture I didn't put in here, but thank you. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. Perfect. That's awesome. Okay, now let's talk about the past. These are scriptures I found. So past, Philippians 3:13. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Like right now, we need to be in prayer for the service. Right? Well, for this too, for this class too, which we did pray before we started. So we want to be, like this says, leave the past where it belongs. The future, Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ, reaching forward. And the present, Galatians 5:25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And that's what we're going to be trying to focus on. This is where mindfulness comes in. So present also, 2 Timothy 4:2, be instant in season, out of season. How can you be instant in season, out of season, if the Holy Ghost prompts you to do something, if you're thinking about, I got to get 2% milk, I got to get bread, you know, if you're not present in where you are and what's going on. Are you ready? Are you ready for if God speaks to you, or is your mind so full of worrying about the past and the future that you're not even hearing God's voice? So, Lord, open our eyes, ears, hearts, and spirits to what is in our present situation. What is God trying to get us to notice? Being mindful in the present. Okay, so remember we talked about five things we see, five things we hear. We're going to go through each of those now. I told you we'd come back and make this spiritual. Okay, so we want to see through God's eyes. Who's around you? That'll bring you here. Study people's faces, their emotions, their reactions, their frustrations. Do they have evidence of pain or illness? And ask WWJD, what would Jesus do? Who would Jesus talk to? Who would Jesus pray with? Who would Jesus get behind in line at the store? Okay? So when we are running around running errands, make yourself present. No matter where it is that you're, whatever you're doing. It could be a club you're involved in. Listen, look at it through God's eyes. What would Jesus see if he looked at this? Okay, now we move on to hearing. Hear with God's ears. Yes, Sister Vicki.
It's WDJD.
What did Jesus do? Not what would Jesus. That's a good way to look at it too. Yeah, great. Okay, we want to hear with God's ears. What do you hear when you're in the store? Do you hear an argument? Do you hear a child crying? Do you hear someone witnessing, like somebody heard Brother Boggs witnessing to somebody at Walmart? Do you hear God's voice speaking to you? My ears are God's ears. I hear with the ears of his spirit. I am non-resistant and I am willing to be led. I hear glad tidings of great joy. You can pray prayers like this. He who has ears, let him hear. Those are both up there. Okay, now we move on to smell. How can we make smell spiritual? Well, what do you smell? Holy Ghost rain? If not, what can God do through you to make the rain of his sweet spirit be fragrant to those around you? You ever think about that? That's how we can turn smell spiritually spiritual. Feel. What do you feel? God's spirit, his healing, God's word speaking to your heart. You may not hear an audible voice, although we talked about that, you can, but you can feel, you know when God's speaking to you. You feel it in your spirit, and you can feel God's presence. And the last one, what do you taste? How can this be spiritual? Share God's yummy banquet with the hungry. How will I know who is hungry? By practicing being mindful of your surroundings, of people around you, and of God's Spirit speaking to you and working through you. Is it starting to make sense now? Why are we learning mindfulness? I'm not in healthcare. Well, this is for everybody. You don't have healthcare teaches it because it helps people be healthier. But this helps us be a better Christian and to walk in the Spirit and to listen to God's voice and to do what he would have us do. Psalm 34:8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. So that goes along with taste. Renew your mind and God will speak to your spirit. Okay, question. How can you apply mindfulness to CLC church services and activities?
Be in the moment when pastor's preaching.
Amen. Yes. And how are you going to make your mind to be in the moment?
Not start thinking about everything else that's going on.
Right.
And try to focus on what he's preaching.
Yes. What else can you do to be in?
Sometimes being ready before you get here.
Oh, yes.
So you can feel what other people are feeling. Mm-hmm. And know to pray for them.
Praying. coming early and praying in the prayer room, praying at home. Yes.
There's been times even in the church when I hear the preaching, sometimes my mind's distracted about what I got to do when I leave, what I got to do tomorrow. And there's times right in the middle of preaching I have to stop and say to myself, God, purge me of all these thoughts so I can attain your word, so I can receive the word that's coming. Yeah. You're right in the middle of a message, right in the middle of a lesson, and I just have to stop and say something to get my mind back on track. But,
awesome. Good.
I don't want to be available. Like, you know, when the church services are going on, go down there and pray with somebody. Because when you're praying with somebody, you get things off of your mind and you focus on them.
That's true about so many things. Praying, volunteering. If you suffer with depression, doing things for other people helps with that. It makes you feel good. We actually are talking about that a little bit later, too. Okay, so now list some specific scenarios in your life when you desire to practice mindfulness. After hearing this quick little lesson, what are some things that goes on in your life? Where do you go? Who do you see? What do you participate in that you want to start using mindfulness in those situations? I have a few ideas here, but I want to hear your ideas.
For me, it's prayer. I get distracted a lot during prayer, so I've started going outside of the house into another building to pray so that there is no distractions. I don't take my phone, don't wear my watch. It's just me and an empty building and a flashlight.
Not even electricity, huh?
No, we're in a building, so we're literally just walls. And, you know, I felt I was praying about it one day and said, you know, I don't know how to focus on you. I keep going into what I got to do today or what's going on in my head. And he said, go to the building. So I started. And the first day I started, it was a huge difference.
Good. That's great. Yeah, it's hard for those of us who are homemakers. It's like the list never ends. You always have stuff that you need to do. So I've learned that too. If I go someplace else, then I'm not in the house and I can't do those things. So therefore, I can focus on prayer. Yeah, yes.
I had an issue yesterday. I found out that, you know, we're living very hard times with a lot of problems, financial, et cetera, right? And I think reaching out to somebody, giving them a call would be nice.
Yes, yes.
Help them help, you know, if they accept it or whatever you can do, you know?
Yes. Not only is it helpful for them, but it also helps you.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Yep. Check our time. We're doing good. Okay, so here are some things I wrote down. If we open our eyes, ears, hearts, and spirits to what's going on in the present situation, I can use mindfulness when I go to the post office. I can use it if while you're volunteering at the soup kitchen or at the animal shelter or at the hospital or whatever you do. You can definitely do it when you're grocery shopping or shopping at Walmart, at the dry cleaners. How about for those of you who work while you're eating with your coworkers? Be sensitive to them. Oh, I just had something come back to my memory that just really jarred me. I used to teach dental hygiene at Indiana University, and I only met this other hygienist one time because we never worked together on the same day. For some reason, they called me in, and I was working the whole day in the clinic, and I was sitting there eating my lunch, and this hygienist walked in. And she was real quiet. And I really didn't know her. I only met her at the meeting at the beginning of the school year once. But I did respect her because she asked us all to pray. And I thought, I mean, that put me to shame, you know. But I was the newbie. I was my first. And she asked everybody to pray. She was real, real quiet. I had no idea. I kid you not. Within the next couple of days, she died from depression. And I had no discernment. I felt horrible. So being aware, getting to know your coworkers and what's going on in their life, you never know what God could use you to help do for them. So I didn't plan on talking about that, but it just hit me. Oh, yeah, I remember the time. It was decades ago. I don't remember her name, but it was very sad because she was a very intelligent, very beautiful, but she had her issues, you know. And I did find out later about some of those. But so that was hard. So, you know, we need to be in tune with God's spirit all the time. Don't be so engrossed in what you're eating or what you're getting ready to do in clinic.
You and I had a conversation just a couple of weeks ago about wanting to be used of God more and more. And we talk about how, you know, we talk about being mindful now. But how do we get that behavior into our life every day where it's automatic?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We talk about praying for opportunities. God, give me opportunities today. I know because of what I do and the way I travel, I see things every week that if I allowed it, it would become depressive because the things that you see on the streets, things you see in people's life, and you don't even have to travel outside to the city to see this. There's a hopelessness in this world. And so being conscious of that, because there's probably a time in all of our lives where we felt hopeless at some time in our life. So being conscious of that every day, God, let me have an opportunity or an interaction today. And when you kind of pray that every day, then you find yourself when you're walking into places or on the street or going to the gas station, and now you're not just getting your gas. You're not just running in to get your pop or something. Now you're looking for opportunities. God, let me overhear something. Let me see something that I can go and help and be a word of encouragement.
Very good. Yes. Awesome. So what are going now within yourself, what are the goals that you have for the scenarios we just talked about? Think of your own scenarios. Do you eat with coworkers? Do you do grocery shopping? Do you go to Walmart? Do you get gas? Do you go bowling on a boat with a bowling league? Think of what are some things that you're going to plan, make a plan for what you're going to do in those situations so that you can be present and hear God's voice. And would anybody like to share, Sister Bob?
Sometimes just smiling at somebody will open a door that you can talk to.
Yes, that is so
because
true.
Because you just never know what you're going through, and that smile just brightens them up.
And isn't it rare to see people smile at each other? Now, Tennessee, it's not so bad, but, you know, I'm from Indiana, and anything up north, it's like nobody speaks to anybody, and they just... But, you know, it's a little bit better here, believe it or not. But, yeah, I mean, a smile can just, well, it's contagious, right? So, and they might think, oh, she's a nice person. She smiled, and they'll open up to you. You never know. Anybody else have any other ideas?
I think just when you're out and about running errands or whatever, just being intentional, like slow down just a little. Because we're task-minded, and it's like, I'm going to get from point A to point B. I've got to get this completed. But we don't know from point A to point B how many opportunities that we overlook just because of the rush and the pressure that we put on ourselves. But if we could just intentionally remind ourselves to slow down just a little, we don't know what opportunity God may give us that could make the world a difference to somebody else.
That is so true. Don't you hate time?
Yes.
I can't wait till we go to heaven and time will be no more because we do. We feel that pressure. Yes, brother.
That actually says on the back of it, tap me on my shoulder if you want to pray. And
awesome.
A lot of people would tap.
Wow, that's awesome.
I had a gentleman, he didn't tap me on the shoulder. I was in Michigan for a funeral, and we were at a gas station. And I don't know if that's Detroit, but. Sometimes people get very violent and stuff, so he didn't want to tap me on the shoulder because he didn't want me to think I was like, he was like trying to attack me or something. But he pulled up to the side of us and he was like, hey man, I seen your shirt. He's like, man, I've been going through a lot. You know, can you just shout a prayer for me when you get a chance? I said, man, why wait now? Why wait? Let's pray.
Yeah.
So I pulled up to the side, man, said, pray. And it felt good because I was just like, you know, I don't know what this guy's going through. But at the same time, for him to be able to actually stop, because in Michigan, I wasn't expecting nobody to really stop. But he stopped and really wanted to talk to me. And, you know, it was a great opportunity to tell him about God and be like, hey, man, teach yourself in the church. You know, I couldn't tell about our church because it's Tennessee, but, you know, teach yourself, find yourself a church in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm hoping that helps him.
And That's the question is, where do you get a hoodie at?
Huh?
Yeah.
Online.
Amazon. Awesome. Well, you know, it's just making ourselves available. And that's an easy way to do it because, oh, they're probably going to read this shirt. And so that lets people know. Because otherwise it's kind of hard to, you know, hey, I'll pray with anybody who needs it. You know? So that's a way of letting people know that you're available to do God's bidding. That's awesome. Let's see. These are some of my ideas. Be a better listener. Friends, saints, co-workers, pray immediately and openly with friends, co-workers, and strangers, just like you said, and extend help by donating my time, my money, my resources. So I think, let me see if I made a note. Okay. Name a time in your life when you did not respond to a present need, and how did you feel afterwards? I have, sadly. God knew this lesson. I had to prepare the lesson. Actually, I was in Maine last week, so I had to prepare. I asked God to deal with me and speak to me on what I should cover in the lesson. Well, a couple things happened to me just in the last month. One is somebody asked me for money for coffee when I was at Kroger, and I was in a hurry. And I think I did have some money way down in my purse, but I never use cash. Of course, we're a cashless society. And I just said, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I felt horrible right after. The whole time in the store, I was looking for her thinking, oh, I do have money in my purse, could not find her. When I was done and I loaded my car and drove away, she was walking to McDonald's. Somebody gave her money so she could get a fresh coffee at McDonald's. She said, I have my card to get my groceries, but sometimes don't you just want coffee? That probably wasn't the perfect thing to say to me because I'm not a coffee drinker. I think it tastes like dirt mixed with water. So maybe that was part of it, but I'm not making excuses because when I saw her walking over there, I'm like, I was going to stop and give her money. But when I saw her, I'm like, oh, she's making a beeline for McDonald's, which was right next door. And I'm like, oh, I just missed out on a blessing. But somebody got a blessing for that. I was convicted. The other thing that happened is somebody asked me to give them a ride. It was a real hot day to give them a ride to their house. That's a little different. It was a female, but I didn't know the town I was in, and I just couldn't. But I want to be open. So here's what I have learned. I have learned to do exactly what you said, is pray right then. So like then, God helped me do good. I was behind somebody at, I think, Dollar General. It was an older lady. She had a cane. She had a bunch of stuff. She put it all up there, and then she said, can you put it back in the box? But she couldn't get the box in her cart, so I helped her get the box in the cart. And then I walked out with her, and she was having trouble getting out the door. I opened the door for her, and she said something like, yeah, I'm going to be having surgery. I said, well, do you mind if I pray for you? And we stood right there in the parking lot in front of the store, and I laid hands on her, and we prayed for her. And then she had to still get that stuff in the car, so I walked out to her car and helped her get it in the back seat. And she was thankful. I thought, that wasn't hard. Why can't we do that all the time? You know, I want to be more like that. Maybe I'm going to get that t-shirt and start wearing it. Yes.
So I think there are certain points in all of our lives that we can probably recall a time where we didn't respond. But what's even more scary than that are the ones that we can't recall. And maybe it's opportunities that we missed because we're focused on new things. And what's kind of pressing on me right now is, yes, I know we're called to spread the gospel externally, but what about even internally within our families? You know, how many times in the evening have we worried too much about, I got this to do tomorrow, some of the things that we've overlooked, what we're to steward within our own families because we're not being there.
That is so true. I can look back, and all I was worried about is that they got to get their homework done, which was terrible because kids nowadays learn so much more than we did. But it's like, no, I mean, missed opportunities. That is so true. That's why it's important to be mindful. I think we're running out of time. Yeah, we are. So just real quick, name a time you did reach out to someone, and how did you feel afterwards, which I kind of already told that story. So Isaiah 26:3. Now, I did pray before I did my Bible reading yesterday, and I'd already done my PowerPoint, my PDF, and the handout. But God, I said, Lord, I usually pray, Lord, bless your word to my understanding. I prayed, Lord, if there's something else you want me to say tomorrow. And I opened my Bible, and then I read verses 1, 2, and 3. Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee, the mind of Christ. So I thought, well, that's perfect. Thank you, Lord. You know, I don't deserve it. You're so good to me. You know, it was pretty awesome. So we have gathered at CLC. We are growing through pathways. Now it is time to go, to be a light for those in need. And does anybody else have anything else they want to say? I know it's 10:45 and we need to stop. Real quick.
When we talk about finding opportunities, things like that, we need to also pray for boldness.
God, give us boldness.
Give us courage.
Yes.
Because you've got to have that, be able to step out on faith and reach out to someone you don't even know. So
especially in this day and time, right? Our time is growing short. So be mindful. Have the mind of Christ. Go in peace. And let's have an awesome service today. And let's be mindful in service. Just what a difference would it make if everybody was mindful in service today? Let's go do it. Thank you, Jesus.